We live in a world where fools are considered wise and wise men are considered fools. Yeah. Go, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. And of course, while you turn there, I'm just going to quote you the famous verse from Psalm 14:1 and Psalm 53:1, where it says, "The fool had said in his heart, there is no God." The fool had said in his heart, there is no God. Anyone who actually, in their heart, believes that there's no God is a fool. A lot of people say that there's no God, but in their heart, they're like, "God, if you're out there," you know, and they're kind of praying to God at times and asking him to reveal himself. But someone who's actually convinced that there's no God, folks, that's not logical. That doesn't make sense. That's foolish. But today, people who believe in the Bible, people who believe that God created the heaven and the earth are considered fools today. And men who believe that the universe created itself from nothing are considered wise. Folks, that's backwards. Woe unto them that would turn that upside down. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. "Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise." Now, stop for a second. Obviously, God does not want us to lack intelligence. There's no glory in being dumb. And sometimes people will almost glorify, "Well, I'm just a simple country boy and I don't know." Well, you know what? Learn how to read. Read the Word of God. Get some smarts. It's never something to be proud of that you lack information or lack knowledge or lack understanding or lack wisdom. Hey, we should all know how to read. We should all be growing in knowledge. Hey, fools despise wisdom and instruction. Anybody who's like, "Oh, instruction, oh, learning, education," you know. Well, you know what? You just told us something about yourself there. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. That's what the Bible says. So we want to learn. We want to seek after knowledge and wisdom. God says that we should go after those things like if we were going after a buried treasure, and how they're better and more valuable than gold or silver or rubies. We should be, according to the book of Proverbs, constantly on a quest for knowledge and wisdom and understanding. God's not actually telling you, "Hey, I want you to be dumb here so you can be a better Christian." Folks, read it carefully. He says, "If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world." He's not saying, "Hey, if anybody's wise, tone that down a little bit. Get a little bit dumber." He says, "If any of you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool." And you know what the implication there is? He's not saying actually to become a fool, because that would contradict all the scriptures telling us not to be a fool. He's telling us, become a fool in the eyes of this world. If any man, you got to get the context there, right? Because the context is, if any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool in the eyes of this world, that he may actually be wise in the eyes of God. Why? Because the next verse says, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain." So the Lord, he knows everything. You know, he knows everything that every expert knows. Every science expert, every history expert, every math expert, every language expert, every expert in every area, God already knows all those things. And he knows what's important and he knows what's not important. And he knows that if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul, it doesn't profit you. And he also knows that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And he knows that this idea of things originating out of thin air, just out of nothing, and the things coming to life by themselves, he knows those are vain and foolish thoughts that are not real.